some meatloaf!
Idly ho, neighborinos!
We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
Hi ho, neighbor!
Nobody nothing in my neighborhood.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This is The Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Continuing now, we're going to get to Neighborhood 8 and also continuing coverage of 9/11. And I am being highly encouraged by people who work with me and who employ me to not say anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
We'll see if I can stick with it.
Yeah.
I think we're all thinking the same thing as you're thinking about saying. So.
Yeah. And you made that promise at the top of the show.
Today. Was it a promise?
It was a promise. It was a binding contract.
Between... But if I just state the facts, is
no,
that,
no, no, between control? Between you and the listener,
can we agree they're facts?
We can agree they're facts.
No.
You want to? Hey, on a positive note,
so I should take the high road.
Yes.
Where we're going?
Can I tell you about this week's Neighborhood Eats?
You better.
That should make you feel better.
You should probably do that right now.
I mean, you love French fries, right?
Who doesn't love French fries? If you don't like French fries, you should be at a checkup for the neck up.
Absolutely. And this elevates the humble French fry to the European version, pommes frites. And so I went to Freestyle.
And what is Freestyle?
It is a pommes frites specialty eatery, fast casual, and they do fresh cut, hand cut, prepared potatoes every day, Idaho russets, and double fried, and then on top, you have toppings like you could get chicken wings and be bad, or have a version of a Chicago Italian beef on top with cheese on top of the fries.
They keep coming up with new stuff all the time. Endless
possibilities. Yeah, but you could also do healthy versions, too, and of course, to talk about it. Yeah, they have salmon.
Oh, well, I love salmon.
They have shrimp, lobster.
I love shrimp.
Fresh lobster, not frozen. And on the phone, we have owner Corey Gilkey to talk about Freestyle with us. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Steve and G. What's going on?
Corey, you're a madman. You've taken pommes frites to the next level.
That was our concept. That's what we wanted to do.
So tell me about the first time you sat around and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in the restaurant business because I know that will nearly kill me.
It was just something I wanted to do. We've always worked hard as a company, and we want to feed our people and our communities better food and give them a different concept besides the same concepts that's already out there. Like, everybody's doing the same thing, fried chicken, frozen coated fries, or pizza, or hot dog, or hamburger. And we just wanted to give a spin and have be creative with it and give people fresher options.
I don't know how you do it at those price points, because what you're talking about is labor intensive and ingredient intensive, and I salute you for being able to make it affordable.
Well, we've been in business for 23 years, and it's all about plating and food costs. So as long as you manage that, and that we have great distributors like Gordon Foods where they help us with recipe manager, we'll know our costs and how much we'll make off of each entree, even with the forks, the napkins, the plate. So it's really running your business and managing it and being on top of your dollars every day.
Well, you mentioned being in business for over 20 years. Now, Freestyle has only just hit its one-year anniversary there in Bronzeville, though. But you are truly an experienced businessman, because you are actually the person behind Leaders 1354. They have a storefront in West Loop. It is a streetwear lifestyle brand, and you've got global reach through that company as well.
Yes, we do. We have global ambassadors. We've collaborated with some of the best brands, the most prolific brands, Nike, Adidas, New Era, Billionaire Boys Club, Chicago Blackhawks, Bud Light. So we've done a lot of work with all types of different people that have global reach.
So, Corey, can you describe sort of like what you guys carry at Leaders and then why you decided to move from retail to the restaurant world?
Well, we didn't really move to anything. We just diversified our portfolio, and we always wanted to get into food, clothing, and shelter. That's what people need. They need clothing, they need food, and they need shelter. So those are the things we want to invest in. But we got into it just because of exactly what we said, is it was something that the community needed that we're in Bronzeville, just the South Side. That being a South Side individual, we feel that, you know, a lot of people say that downtown or the North Side don't want to come out south. So we got to protect our South Side residents with better things to be involved with.
I don't buy that for a second. If you build it, they will come. This pommes frites story we're telling right now, you're going to bring you're going to have so many North Siders coming in, you're going to tell them to get out.
Well, we don't see as many North Side. We see a little bit of everybody else. But, you know, that's the talk of town. People don't want to go past Roosevelt. They feel that we have nothing to offer on the south side.
Well, look, if you don't check out these palm frites, then, again, I'm going to need to see your papers.
When you coming over?
Well, I might be there before the end of the show, and we're on until 10.
But, Corey, talk a little bit about what makes it so special, because everything's fresh. Nothing's frozen. You know, you get fresh seafood deliveries every day. The lobster portion, the salmon portion, it's pretty incredible.
Yes, it is. You already explained it. Like, we do fresh food. We don't want anything that's frozen. We don't want anything that's packaged frozen with preservatives. We really care about our people, and like my chef Oscar will always say, is that you don't feed anybody anything which you wouldn't feed your mom, and that's a great slogan.
That's a great policy. I mean, you know, you're not going to poison mom.
Yeah, exactly.
What is your favorite on your menu?
My favorite is everything, because I have to say that. But honestly, I like the salmon, the lamb, the wings. Those three are my go-to. If I'm eating at my old restaurant.
Well, I am coming to see you. Don't you challenge me. I'm coming to see you.
I'm challenging you. Come on.
I'm coming to see you, man.
Everyone that comes to the restaurant has their own favorite. Like, most love our Italian beef with the giardiniera cheese and peppers, and most love. A lot of people love our chicken Alfredo, and a lot of people love our lobster, our Caribbean shrimp.
Well, you know, it's funny.
People love a little bit of everything.
Everybody, you know, you take a pile of nacho chips, and people aren't surprised at all. Put anything on it, right? I mean, there's prime rib nachos. There's, you know, anything possible. Palm frites needs to be done this way. Fries need to be done this way. I salute you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to meet you and you come to the restaurant so we can blow your mind.
Corey, last question is it harder to sell palm frites and be in the restaurant business, or is it harder to sell t-shirts, hats, sneakers?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
It's real work. By the way, I heard you were a heck of a baseball player.
Yes, I was.
And what kept you in business and out of baseball?
I just didn't get drafted. At that time, I'm a little bit older. I went to a historical black college, and Major League Baseball just wasn't drafting players out of historical black colleges at that time.
Well, where'd you go? Anyway, Grambling, or where'd you go?
I went to Southern University in Baton Rouge. Sure. We used to destroy Grambling.
It's a great school.
Yeah. They all are. Jackson State, Texas Southern, Howard.
Sure.
Tuskegee. I can name on name a bunch of schools, and you know the classic is this weekend between Howard and Hampton, so you guys should definitely go out there and check that out. It's going to be great energy going around that. And at the store, we're doing a pop-up with AACA Clothing, African Allegiance Clothing brand. We're doing a pop-up in the store, so come through and see what we have to service at the store as well as the restaurant this weekend for the classic.
How about that? Getting it done. My man!
Yeah, always working.
My man!
Welcome to this pricing course.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hello? I don't know what we're welcoming to the pricing course.
I have no idea, but I do want to let everybody know. Leaders 1354.
Welcome to this.
So, where's that coming from?
Is at 1152 West Madison Street in the West Loop. So that's where the pop-up is going to be happening this weekend. And a freestyle palm frites extraordinaire.
Address?
It is 5059 South Prairie Avenue.
And, don't forget, we got a Boxville market today also. So,
yes.
If you get time, come to Boxville, our shipping container community we do in the Bronzeville area on 51st and Calumet.
It's really cool. It's basically a marketplace made up of various shipping containers that are totally all different bright colors.
How many different Corey Gilkeys are there? I mean, he can't be everywhere at one time.
He's investing a lot into the community. It's pretty incredible.
You. Good for you, man. God bless you, Corey. Great work.
Thank you, sir. Can't wait to see you, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you. All right. My man and his palm frites.